This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. We're going to talk a little bit about fried chicken and false history. I'll explain here in a moment. We'll get to that this hour. New Yorkers already foiling ICE raids. They're already making people go back to office, even in the tech industry. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get into the false history and fried chicken, I'm sorry I have to play it again. Senator Jack Reed, hey, these guys aren't drug traffickers, okay? They're just guys who get paid to bring the drugs from one place to the other.
And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that. And usually people are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money.
It's just how they make money, Chris. Stop saying they're narco traffickers. They just make money by bringing drugs to places. Gosh. All right, so we have had this talk before, but let's discuss something. In the climate commie movement, you can identify it pretty easily, right? You can identify it by its destruction of economies and things like that. In the LGBTQ demon mob movement, you can identify that by certain things. But the civil, quote, civil rights commie movement, it has done so much damage in this country. And it's always the easiest sell, as we've discussed. Race communism is an easy sell. People that look like you are good. People that look like them are bad and they've oppressed you. Elect me and I'll hurt that group to help your group. So you got all that. But there is an aspect of America's race communism movement that is awful, absolutely awful. And all it does is hurt everyone. And yet it is pervasive. You remember when Google came out, it was Google, they came out with their AI, they came out with their kind of ChatGPT type thing where you could just ask it questions and it would give you what you thought was accurate information. And as soon as they released it, people started doing things like say, hey, show me an AI image of Vikings. And they were all black. There were no white Vikings. And they started digging into then that, of course, sparked more and more interest, and people started looking at it, and they discovered that white history was wiped out, that they essentially wiped people out from history. The AI model, Google basically had to come out and apologize and say, we're going to rework the whole thing. Well, it's obvious what happened. The people who wrote all the code wrote white people out of it in some bizarre effort to create a fake history, and all that does is hurt everyone involved. Everyone involved. What it does is it creates more racial animosity than white people feel attacked. White people feel like you're trying to erase them. It also creates these insane false delusions of grandeur with whatever race, whatever minority group you're giving false history to. It's poisonous to everyone involved, and it's everywhere. And I have one of the great examples I've ever seen in my life, and I should say it's beyond belief, but it's not, that a major news publication printed this. CBS News had a story. This is from a couple days ago. I just didn't get to it yet. The story was written by one of these black activists. The headline is Korean Fried Chicken, the other KFC. Now, I'm going to read you this quote from it, and then we'll have a discussion. But get this, this is from the article. the recipe for Korean fried chicken comes from an American cookbook dating back to African-American soldiers during the Korean War. Jew said, this is one of those, it's a Korean in there. Many of them were from the Jim Crow South and served in segregated units. And there are actually records that they actually shared their food with the locals. This kind of became a cultural exchange because, you know, when you're away from home and you're fighting a war, what do you want? You want comfort. It's so poetic, isn't it, to see that this comes back to the United States of America after all these different iterations. The black activist author writing this article for CBS News just told everybody that black people in America, they were responsible for Korean fried chicken. All this does is hurt everybody. Korean fried chicken has a history that goes back to the 1400s in Korea. Hundreds of years before there was ever an African slave trade. The American version of fried chicken goes back to Scotland, believe it or not. It has a Scottish history. You write articles like this, it divides our country, it lies to everybody, it creates animosity from white people, and it creates some bizarre delusion of grandeur from America's black community that is equally unhealthy. Black people build America! Black people build... Stop doing this. You don't help anybody by creating false history. And by the way, there's all kinds of black history, all kinds of it, if you actually do some sort of research of what this person did and what this person invented and this thing and that thing. But when you falsely claim that black people invented everything on the planet, and created everything and built everything on the planet, all it does is divide the United States of America. And this is why the modern civil rights movement is so poisonous and terrible for this country. It is straight poison for everyone involved. And I know so many of these commie black activists, I know they've built entire careers on this. Now they get six-figure salaries being DEI director of this and diversity director of that. I know they get to write articles for CBS News. I understand that an entire industry has been built on race communism in this country. So believe me, I get it that everybody's not just going to give up their livelihood and stop doing this. But just know this is awful. It is awful for the country. And kids, it wasn't like this when I grew up, and I'm only 44 years old. You know that? It was not like this at all. There were obviously elements of this and this or that, but for the most part, the country had moved past this. It wasn't something that was discussed openly. This false history insanity was not something that would ever be accepted. It would never be printed in CBS News. But today, you can print articles in one of the major news publications in the country claiming American black people created Korean fried chicken, and you just get away with it. It's nuts. It's nuts that you can even turn that article into an editor, and that an editor doesn't have the guts or the brains to say, what? Did you even research this? What are you talking about? Bonkers. Jesse, thank you for your words of encouragement when we feel hopeless to keep fighting at times. It does always pass, and it's so meaningful that you have to take a few minutes from time to time to pump us back up. One thing I try to remember is that God will only put us through what he knows we can handle, so on and so forth. We all need a pep talk from time to time. especially in a political environment with so much poison and so much ugliness around us. We all need an attaboy from time to time. Hey, feel better. Hey, stay with it. Every human being who's ever walked the planet needs that from time. I need it from time to time. I need it. We all do. We all have our moments. All right. All right. We got to talk about going back to work, meaning in person, in the office. We'll do some emails. Before we do that, let's talk about your dog. We love them. Don't you want your dog to have good gut health, a shinier coat, a better energy? You want your dog to get up off the ground and move, maybe having a better breath. Your dog doesn't have these things because your dog doesn't ever get nutrition. Dog food is dead. It's all brown because they roast it in the highest temperatures at the factory. They kill everything in it, and your dog never gets probiotics or vitamins or any of the live nutrients that's in Rough Greens. Rough Greens is the number one dog supplement in America. It's basic biology. When your dog gets nutrition, just like you, your dog is healthier, lives longer, looks better. When your dog doesn't, it doesn't. We give Fred Rough Greens because it's going to keep him alive, and we've seen such a difference. Go to roughgreens.com, use the promo code Jesse, and get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram orders workers back to the office 5 days per week. In case you're wondering why I'm saying it like that, that can only mean you're fairly new to the show. I told you back during COVID, when every company started to fall in love with the idea of remote work, and every employee who could get away with it started to fall in love with the idea of remote work. Oh, the boss says I don't have to come in. I can do it all Zoom meetings in from home. Boss says I can only come in one day a week. I told everybody, one, be the guy who shows up, wakes up, shower, put your khakis on, brave traffic, just like the boss is going to do. Be present in the office. Present. That's one. Two, I told you, I don't care how much technology changes, there's no substitute for physically being with other people in your personal life, in your business life. Physically be with other people. And you know, I told you last night that I'm just starting to learn more about AI, artificial intelligence, where it's at, where it's going. And I don't know anything about anything. Okay. I'm a baby when it comes to learning about it because you know, I don't like technology. And you can easily freak yourself out the more you learn about AI, what it's already doing, what it's capable of doing, the more you wade into that world, you can think to yourself, oh my gosh, it's going to be like some futuristic sci-fi film where the robots have been. You can easily freak yourself out and create these apocalyptic scenarios for what the future of the Earth is going to look like because of artificial intelligence. But you know what gives me hope? You know what gives me a great deal of hope is that no matter what the technology is, the robots and the AI and the smartphones and no matter what the technology is, there is still something inside of every human being that understands being physically with other human beings is good. It is good. I've told you this story before about a guy I know. He's actually one of the suits at iHeart, one of the big shots. So he's got plenty of money. And his son, college-age son, goes to visit his house. got this, I'm sure he's got this friggin' mansion. I didn't ask him about the house. Goes to visit his house with all of his friends. I think it was a beach house, if I remember right. And his son told his dad, hey, you have a big bowl. Dad said, okay, yeah, pulls one out. Son and all of his friends grabbed their phones, dropped it in the bowl, and said, Dad, take it away for the weekend. Now, that may not be all kids, but it tells you there is something there inside of every human being who knows, no matter what the technology is, no matter the Zoom meeting, the AI, the robot made, the whatever, there is something inside of humans that is going to reject some of it. There's a new thing that's going to be coming. I'm not the first one to think of this, so I don't want to take credit for it. I'm just maybe the first. I may be the first time you hear it, so here's what it is. Self-driving cars are a thing. I hate this for a couple different reasons. One, I have nothing against an individual self-driving car at all. If you have one, good for you. But I like Uber drivers and food delivery drivers. I like it because those are hardworking people who have found a way to grind it out and make some money, brave in traffic. I think it's a great gig for people trying to get by, trying to make extra money. Retirees do it for something to do. I just think it's a nice job. I like the industry, right? Well, in places like California, self-driving Uber drivers is essentially what they are. I don't want to call it Uber because I don't know exactly what the company is, but a self-driving car, there's already hundreds of thousands of trips already done in California. What is going to come, you're already starting to see some dystopian communists talk about it. What's going to come is going to be a push to eliminate the self-drive, or the car a human drives. They want them all to be self-driving. They are going to push for this. And they are going to push safety as the reason. Mark my words, write it down. Chris, go ahead and jot this one in your notes. The big thing they're going to push on this, every car has to be self-driving. It's going to be safety. Well, we pulled up the statistics and these self-driving cars getting a lot fewer accidents. By the way, that's true. Of course they do. They do get in fewer accidents. But the communists and these billionaire types who want to control everything, they are going to start pushing this, and they're going to push safety, and they're going to try to get you afraid enough to buy into the idea that you should never be able to grab the steering wheel and press the gas and press the brake, or if you're a woman, not look in your rearview mirror ever again. Reject it. There is freedom that comes with having your car and you driving it everywhere, and you know exactly what they're going to do the second they ensure every car is self-driving. They're going to start installing things that monitor you. What do those things look like? There are already these electric cars in Europe. The doors won't unlock unless they detect more than one person. To be climate conscious, of course. Mark my words, it's coming. But humans will always prefer the company of other human beings. And if you don't, it's because your T levels are low. The reason you don't want to go out and talk to girls and find a wife is because your T levels are low, and it's not your fault. It's in the water. There is estrogen in the water. We drink it. We shower in it. And now we have 20-year-olds too afraid to walk up to that dime and invite her to the shooting range. Do you want the guts to invite that dime to go shooting with you this Saturday? Let Chalk's male vitality stack change your life. Whether you're old and married like me, whether you're young, single, and on the hunt, a male vitality stack jacks your T levels up 20% in 90 days so you're bold enough to go sweep her off her feet and take her to church on Sunday. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, get a subscription, go find that dime and marry her and make some babies with her. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can download the show iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Chris, I forgot to ask you about this mill thing. I need to do some background. I don't care if Chris is worried about his privacy. We don't do that here on the show. Jewish producer Chris never takes a day off. And so it's odd when he says, hey, I'm going to take a day off. Is that okay? And it's so odd, I had to ask why. Not that it's any of my business. You take your time off, but I said why. And I honestly, hope can be a very dangerous thing, to borrow a line from Shawshank Redemption. There is part of me that hoped Chris was going to say, hey, I'm taking the wife and kid to the beach for a day. I'm going to go do something Jewish or something like that. What, Chris? I mean, something good Jewish. But he told me I have to leave town to go pick up a mill. Now, what kind of mill are you talking about, Chris? A metal mill. A milling machine. What's it do, buddy? It makes metal cubes. That's what you're doing with your day off. You're going to take a day off of work to drive 8 hours to pick up a mill. They don't sell mills locally? Oh, so this is about money savings. Man, what a shock. What a shock. You're taking the day off to spend all day on the road to save money on a metal mill. It is far, Chris. So I know you said they make metal cubes. What are you doing with the metal cubes? What's the end goal here? It's having a hobby is not an explanation, Chris. What are you doing with the cubes? Are you doing anything cool with the cubes? Anything? Okay, you know what? I take that back. That was actually a great answer. He said he's making gun parts. You know what? I take it back. That's acceptable. That's all you had to say. Do I want some? Yes. Are there any illegal ones? Can you make me illegal ones? Because I'm a big fan of those. I'm kidding. You don't have to answer on the air. We'll talk off the air. That way the cops don't know about it. But there are some things that I would like to acquire. No question about it. I've avoided that up to this point in time. But you never know. Democrats may take power again. And we may need some extra firepower. That's all I'm saying. They may send the FBI after all of us immediately. And I think we all know this show is going to be on the very short list. Just please don't get wiped out by some dirty foreigner with a CDL from California on the highway, because it would break my heart to have to find a new producer. What? And for your life, too. That would be sad as well. That would also be sad. I meant that that's the most heartbreaking part, but also the job search part is a nightmare. Jesse, you said the criticism of Pam Bondi may not be fair because she can't remove communist judges. The criticism is fair. She's the kind of player that spikes the ball before she even scores. So, well, that's kind of what I said. I admit that that's what I said, but I'm highly critical of Pam Bondi. I told you before Pam Bondi was even sworn in. I told you when she was nominated that I did not think she was up to the task. I thought she was the acceptable establishment pick that would not drain the swamp because her history is establishment, acceptable, safe, and that's the exact opposite of what we needed with the Office of Attorney General. I hope you didn't take that as a defense of Pam Bondi, but I'll use the example I've used so many times before. We as a country, picture us like a skyscraper, a 50-story skyscraper. Different levels, of course, right? And different offices on different levels. And I want you to think about each and every one of those offices as a position of power, if you will. Maybe it's judges or state senators or presidents or whatever. The different offices of power. The communists have spent decades making sure they put communist foot soldiers into those offices to protect the revolution, to, as we said in the opening of the show, to punish their enemies and reward their friends. decades and decades and decades and decades. And those communists have operated in that way. Now, that doesn't mean we can't defeat them. Doesn't mean we can't eventually vote a bunch of them out, impeach judges. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is right now, you walk in and you're the CEO of that company. You got the top floor. You got the penthouse, baby. You know exactly where you want the company to go. You have an idea. You have a mission. All right. Sounds good. Well, there are 49 floors below you full of communists who've spent years burrowing their way into your company. If you think you're going to call a meeting day one and bash everyone's head together and get everyone on board with where you're going, you've got another thing coming. Now I know what you're saying. Well, fire everyone. Okay, well, that's an understandable thing to say. Remember when Elon Musk bought Twitter? He's changed its name to X, which I still don't understand, but when Elon Musk bought Twitter, it was wildly entertaining. Twitter was full of committed communists who spent their time censoring people on the right and promoting communism. Elon Musk walks in and he starts combing through the books. He's looking through even the basics at Twitter headquarters. He found out they had wine, free wine on tap in the Twitter cafeteria. And Elon Musk, the ultimate businessman, is understandably mortified. Mortified. So what did he do? He just started freaking firing people. Like a chainsaw, he started firing people. You're gone, and you're gone, and you're gone, and you're gone. Now, this is probably the smartest human being on the planet besides me. What, Chris? He starts firing everybody. But even in a private company, he didn't get everybody in the first couple weeks. Every now and then, some communist activist in this department or that department would pop their head up and do something on behalf of the revolution that even Elon Musk didn't know they were going to do. And then he'd have to go through everything you had to go through to fire that person and get rid of it. Now, that's a private company where you can basically fire people whenever you want to fire people. Let's talk about the government, judicial system, all parts of the government. Not only have communists infiltrated it at every level of our 50-story skyscraper, but they have spent years, decades, putting into place rules and laws that make it sometimes difficult, sometimes impossible to fire them. And they did it, of course, because they knew they were going to do horrible communist things with their positions. So it's one thing for you or me to say, well, impeach the judges. Okay. You know what it takes to remove a judge? After and if you've impeached them in the House of Representatives? 2/3 of the Senate. Have you looked up what makes up the Senate right now? How many votes we have? You wouldn't even get every Republican in the Senate on board for impeachment. You wouldn't sniff 2/3 of the Senate to remove these judges. I'm not saying they shouldn't be removed. They have to be removed for us to see final victory in this country. They have to be. But we don't have what we need yet. And we obviously need the American people to wake up and realize what needs to be done. And slowly but surely, we need the American people to give anti-communists the power they need to root out communism from this country. But that's going to take years. That, I hope you didn't take that as a defense of Pam Bondi. It was not. I think she should have been fired a while ago. It was not a defense of Pam Bondi. It was an explanation of the problems we have. All right. Speaking of reward your friends and punish your enemies, we'll point out something in a moment. And speaking of Chris, let me talk to you about gold. You need to protect yourself. You know, forever I've been telling you to get gold. Physical gold or silver. Again, I don't care about the color. Get gold in your retirement. And gold keeps hitting these records because for years, I mean, any idiot could see it. When the debt crisis is looming, and it's always looming, we don't know when that bubble is going to pop. When that debt crisis gets here, when it arrives at our door, things you can touch and feel are the things you're going to need to bail you out. That retirement account of yours, when you get precious metals in it, you raise the floor of how low it can go. Call Gold Co. and let them protect you and what you've worked for. They have a free 2025 gold and silver kit for you. 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. We shall return tomorrow. Don't worry. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So back to what we were discussing at the very opening of the show before I get to headlines and some other stuff. Communists believe in using power. Whatever level of power they have, sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's a little, but when they get it, they will use power to protect their friends and punish their enemies. I want you to listen to this. This gentleman, he doesn't have a little bit of power. This gentleman has lots and lots and lots of power. And he's not interested in using his power for anything you would want him to do with it. It would never even occur to him. You see, he's the attorney general of the largest, most wealthy, powerful state in the United States of America. To be honest, if it were its own country, it would still be in the top five on the planet. That would be California. His name is Rob Bonta. Do you want to hear what it sounds like when communists reward their friends with the office they get? This is what it sounds like.
I'm Rob Bonta, California Attorney General, and I want to say thanks for being here. We are here to announce a new tool that we are launching today to protect the rights, the safety, the dignity of all Californians throughout the state during a time of profound uncertainty and a time of profound fear. Today, we're launching an online portal where members of the public can report potentially unlawful conduct by federal agents operating in our state. And we encourage Californians who have concerns about the law being broken, a federal officer breaking the law, to report to us so we can assess the information. Over the last 10 months, we've seen troubling reports coming from communities across California, including unmarked military-style vehicles and individuals detained in ways that resemble abductions and kidnappings more than lawful arrests. Californians are scared, and they're right to question whether federal agents are respecting the law as they carry out the Trump administration's aggressive, fear-driven immigration agenda. Our job at the California Department of Justice.
That man is the Attorney General of the largest, most powerful state in the United States of America. And he's not using that position to prosecute criminals. He's using that position to fight on behalf of the foreigners the Democrat Party has brought into this country to replace you. He's using that position to ensure his friends are rewarded with as much government protection as he can possibly provide, up to and including a website where you can essentially go reveal the location of ICE agents to help foreigners escape deportation. Communists do not look at power the way you look at power. They believe in using it, and they use it everywhere they touch it. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is lots of them are really dumb.
And most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that, and usually people are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money.
That's so great. They're not drug traffickers. All they're doing is moving drugs for money. Not drug traffickers at all. Hey, Jesse, it's July 1863. The fate of a nation is about to be decided. Ooh, this is exciting. Outnumbered and outgunned, Lee, that would be Robert E. Lee, invades the North. A dangerous move. Do we have that same fighting spirit today? Well, It was a dangerous move. And we can always analyze history. It's easy to go back and second guess generals' wartime decisions, but that's one of those things. If you're going to take an army north and you're going to invade the north, you better win, because otherwise your army is going to be surrounded and cut off in enemy territory, and that's essentially going to end any chance the South had at defeating the North. And you know, I'm not some Robert E. Lee hater. I don't sit back and analyze all these Civil War generals and this, and I just find the whole conflict to be fascinating with wonderful, brave people on every side. But I don't know that if Lee had to do it all over again, he would have went charging up north. It didn't work. It did not work. The South probably didn't have the horses by then to win that fight. Even if they had maybe won at Gettysburg, still not sure they could do what had to be done.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kent State a cappella group bans white students from solo auditions. This is the kind of divisive racial crap that creates bad situations. Ukraine corruption crisis deepens as Zelensky's new peace talks chief is caught up in the same $76 million fraud scandal as the ousted chief of staff. Man, and here I thought they were just being good stewards with our money. Serious stabbings increased by 50% since 2019 in Germany. Man, those Christians and Jews must be stabbing a lot of people now in Germany. Huh, it's weird that would increase. Heavily intoxicated raccoon passes out in a liquor store bathroom after breaking in and ransacking the shelves. Sorry, I thought this was America. Pakistani Muslim terrorist busted planning to shoot up the University of Delaware. They pick always the oddest targets. Not that they want them to pick any targets at all, but who even thinks of the University of Delaware? FBI Director Kash Patel says, quote, anonymous sources always lie, results don't. That is true. Results do not lie. Where is former FBI Special Agent Elvis Chan today? Is he behind bars? St. Paul Mayor, fraud charges show federal agents are not adding value. In fact, they're doing the opposite. Well, of course, you know exactly what they're saying here. They want all the foreigners to stay because the foreigners are the bread and butter of the 2025 Democrat Party, and they will be for the near future. Well, probably the distant future. Anyway, we'll come back tomorrow and do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.